Pipe Network presents.
You're drinking soda water while recording? Sure ka na?
Bakit?
Winarning nga na kita dati.
Na?
Huwag kang didigay ah.
Hindi naman ako katulad mo. Na uncontrollably nagbaburp.
Ginawa ko liyan dati eh. Kaya puro digay yung episode natin eh. Sige na, mag-record na tayo para makanood na tayo ulit ng Mary My Husband. You're listening to
Please Pause Season 5.
Staring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Han. We live in the Philippines. We're married. Kotas, go.
Is not love a curse?
Bakit English?
Hindi ko, yun yung nabasa ko. Hindi ko, ano ba yung Tagalog nun?
Sino nagsabi? Sige.
Si, ano ba kapakal? Piolo Pascual na lang. Hindi ko alam kung anong character
name. Samalyari.
Yeah.
Ang sagot ko naman dyan, ang isang tao ay kabuuan lamang ng kanyang mga pagkakamali. Sino yun? Ano?
Hindi ko alam kung si Janella Salvador or si Piolo
Agnes
Pascual.
Yun, si Janella.
Kaya nga. Eh, madami kasi silang versions na ganyan na sinabi.
Basta from Malyari.
Mayroon pa kang isa.
Oh, mayroon pa isa? Ano?
Pwedeng meant to be, pero at least ngayon, choose to be na. Si JC Santos, na nasa Malyari din, pero not in Malyari. Wish you were the one.
We are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows for our little podcast on TV and film.
So if you haven't already, follow and subscribe to Please Pause, available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Pa-follow na rin kami on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause Podcast.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Let's be moots! Nakalimutan kong sabihin. Tsaka, oh nga pala, meron din tayong Letterboxd account.
Oh. Nagsusulat ka doon? Really?
Oh, nagsusulat ako doon.
Ha? Ano naman mga pinagsasabi mo doon? Parang seryoso yung mga posts doon, ah?
Eh, syempre, sa atin hindi. pero shout out kila Cinegeeks Podcast kasi finalo natin sila tsaka finalo nila tayo.
How do I, can you give me the account details?
Yung mga
later?
Highlight natin, yun lang yung nilalagay kong review dun.
Ha, ikalukuhan yung highlight natin.
Exactly.
Di ba kailangan magbigay ng rating or optional lang yun? Yung
may
number?
Rating din naman tayo eh.
I don't like your ratings.
Eh whatever. Eh pakialam ko kung ayaw mo ng rating natin. Ano bang say mo, ako producer ng show na to?
Okay, may letterbox na pala tayo. Hindi ko alam.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. Tinatry ko lang bumalik sa script, ha? As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masaya ang conversation. May bago ba tayo Spotify ratings?
Yes,
na,
we do.
Na. Ah, talaga?
Yeah, si we have one new Spotify rating after a month. Yay!
Ilang stars kaya siya?
Hindi siya zero.
Sure ka?
Uh-oh.
Hindi siya zero.
Pwede siya mag-range between this and that, pero feeling ko hindi naman siya zero.
Aba, may calculations
ka
pa. Ay,
pwede ba zero? Or one
lang? One star lang ata.
Ay, hindi ko na-check yun. Baka possible yung one.
Okay lang yan. Kahit one star. Tanggap ko naman. Huwag na. Sige na. On the new Spotify followers front naman, we have one new Spotify follower!
Oh, yay! Diba? Baka share
since our last recording.
Saka hindi siya one.
Oh, siguro. Okay, sige. Maraming
hindi siya
salamat.
One star.
Nakaisa tayo. If you just discovered the podcast, don't forget to rate Please Pause sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang.
Spoiler free so you can listen worry-free.
Marami tayong pag-uusapan.
You're a graduate of the Ateneo Law School and a registered lawyer. Why am I not impressed?
Oops. Yan yung pag-uusapan natin.
Joke
na, hindi ka impressed?
Joke lang. Napalakas yung ano ko. Sound,
hindi ka pala impressed sa mga pag-uusapan
lang
natin.
Niloloko lang kita. Konting patikim lang yun.
Wow. Clickbaiter ka na pala.
Pero mag-thank you muna tayo. After 2 weeks, meron ng 4 na sumali sa ating New Year's raffle.
I thought it'd be more. 4 lang, are you sure?
Yung 3 doon mukhang napilitan pa eh. Alam mo, sa ganitong mga pagkakataon, mapapaisip ka nga naman talaga eh. Bakit nga ba natin ginagawa tong buwisit na podcast na to? But if they know us, they know that we are stubborn as hell. Sabi nga natin several dozen of episodes ago, Please Pause, we'll outlive them all.
What are we doing on that front?
Quality-wise, don't expect too much. But we will outlive them all. Tinan mo naman si podcast ng nasaan na sila, o oh, diba?
Ibi-bleep mo yun, diba?
Ng nasaan na kayo?
Is it?
Joke lang, di ko alam, basta. O oh, diba? Nang legacy niya ay naka yung isang congrats, ilagay mo yan sa top ng CV mo.
Ang dami mong ibi-bleep this time. I-audit ko tong episode na to, ah.
Bakit mo ina-assume na ibi-bleep ko, ha, talaga?
Wow, ha?
Alam mo,
ang onti na nga lang ng sumasali sa raffle mo. Gusto mo pang makancel?
Bakit naman ako makakancel dun? Eh, facts lang naman.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, yung nga mukhang ma-outlive pa natin, eh. Buti lang, di tayo sumali. Joke lang.
Oh my God.
I'm just messing around. Ikaw naman, eh. Huwag ka mag-alala, i-bleep ko.
Or I'm i-cut just... mo na lang kaya entirely. Kasi alam mo, diba, after natin manood ng movie, pag uwi natin, it was John Wick on Kapamilya Channel.
Oh.
Hindi ko naiintindihan yung dialogue.
Kasi naka-bleep lahat ng
mga. Oo, hindi mo ma-discern. Kasi, and the way they bleep, ano yung
hindi
naka,
siya, hindi
siya audible.
Ano, silent siya.
Yeah.
Silent.
So, sabi ko, pati ko naiintindihan to. Tapos kinalakasan ko na hindi ko pa rin naiintindihan. Ganun ba magiging?
I'm just messing around. I just want to see the look on your face.
Okay.
And actually, wala naman talaga ako sinasabi. Kunyari lang. Masaya lang maglagay ng mga bleep, bleep, bleep.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, last chance na nila to join our New Year shuffle. Pwede kayong manalo ng 1,000 pesos courtesy of the nice people from the Pipe Network if they join on or before January 26, 2024. Paano? Paano? Please let them know.
So share lang kayo ng one of our episodes through a post or a story or a reel or a video on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Threads. Just tag us at PleasePausePH so we know that you did. And that serves as one entry to our raffle, meaning you can have multiple entries.
Alam yung share button sa Spotify? Ganun lang kadali. May share button sa Spotify.
O pwede yun. You start with Spotify and share. Tapos it'll ask you kung saan.
Instagram or Facebook, I guess. But basta, ganun lang kadali. And you have until January 26, 2024 to get your entries in, then we will draw a winner. Don't forget to tag us para malaman namin that you're joining the raffle. We shall reply with an acknowledgement of your entry. More times you share, more chances of winning 1,000 pesos. Ito namang mga toy, apat pa lang yung sumasali, oh. Yung tatlo, pinilit lang namin.
Are you considering this to be like the SIM registration thing na i-extend mo yung deadline?
Hindi, walang ganun. Ano to? Jeepney modernization to. Nagpapatulong lang naman kami magpa-share ng episodes. Eh. May incentive na ngang 1,000 pesos. Kahit nga hindi ka nakikinig talaga, nangangailangan ka lang ng pera, okay na rin yun eh. Dami niyong nakikinig ng episodes, kita namin sa data. Imposibleng walang pera sa inyo. I'm sure kahit mga dalawa or tatlo sa inyong nakikinig nitong episode na to, walang pera.
Grabe ka naman. I don't think that's a nice way of convincing them.
Kung may pera ka sa wallet mo habang nakikinig ka ngayon, edi hindi ikaw yung pinaparinggan ko. Okay lang yun.
Actually, that could be me. Wala akong pera sa wallet ko. If you mean that specifically.
I still have faith on our listeners though. Kasi hanggang January 26 pa naman, I trust na babaha ng entries in the next few days. Pero, I am also already preparing myself na mapaya. Apat naman na sili, okay na siguro yun. Ang lungkot nga lang siguro nung roulette, diba, na yan, pagkakataon.
Lang sali na lang ako. Alam mo bang nangungutang ako for parking fee? Pero binabayaran ko through GCash.
Ikaw kasi makulit ka kasi.
Alam ko may inis ka, but I make it work.
Ito naman kasi, for emergencies lang kasi, kailangan may cash ka pa din.
Tapos alam mo ba, so nangutang lang ako, diba? Tapos pagdating ko sa parking toll, nag-increase pala sila ng rates.
Oh,
sabi niya,
gosh.
230. Ang dinig ko, 130. So binigay ko sa kanya yung 200. Kasi inutang ko nga yun. Tapos sabi niya, may 30 pesos po kayo. So akala ko naman, wala siyang panukli. Sabi ko, wala akong 30. Tapos kulang pala yung pera ko. So I ended up paying via GCash. May GCash na yun kasi yung mga parking toll.
Ang tigas ng ulo mo.
Ayoko lang gusto ko lang mas mabilis.
Ang tigas ng ulo mo, alam mo. Kaya naman, calling all our listeners na walang pera. It's about time you swallow your pride. Sali na! Bakit bang pakinggan yung promo na yun?
Oh, tas lalong walang sasali. Kasi...
Joke lang!
Kasi...
Joke lang!
You're gonna like... acknowledge, thanks for joining. Wala ka pala talagang pera.
Bakit tayo ba may pera ba tayo? Wala din.
Kakasabi ko lang na wala akong pera, 'di ba?
I'm just messing around. So, Malyari. Masyadong agitated para gumawa ng maayos na segue. May kasabihan nga, 'di ba? Aanin pa ang segue kung patay na ang kabayo. So, Malyari from Mentorque Productions. Napanood natin. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, directed by Derek Cabrido, starring Piolo Pascual, and Piolo Pascual. Also JC Santos, who won Best Supporting Actor in MMFF 2023. Malyari won third Best Picture after Firefly and Gumbursa. Does no one find it weird that Piolo Pascual has two MMFF movies and pareho siyang pare in both?
Marami naman atang ganun din. May isa pa atang actor that's also in two MMFF films.
Si Ding Dong Dantes.
Ayun pala.
Okay, dito kasi pareho pang Spanish era na pare si Piolo eh.
Para isang aral na lang ng Spanish language.
Okay. Si Piolo Pascual ba ay sadyang nag-step out of the limelight na in recent years? Or wala lang talaga akong alam sa mga chismis about him? Kasi other than yung demanda nila ni Sam Milby kay Lolit Solis, ang alam ko lang break na sila ni Casey Concepcion eh.
Oh, wala nga ba? Feeling ko parang meron recently. Hindi naman ata si Casey yung last we've heard of him. Grabe naman, ang tagal na nun.
Umaasa ako magkakabalikan pa sila. Hindi, joke lang. Malay ko ba? Malay ko ba sa kanila? Basta ang alam ko.
Replacing Chef Chico, ano ka ba?
Chismis ang sinasabi ko.
Ah, chismis ba?
Marami siyang movies and shows.
Okay.
Chismis
akala ko
ang
like
sinasabi ko.
His presence in general.
Yung mga lumalabas sa mga Abante, sa mga Bulgar, yun yung sinasabi ko. Tsaka sa mga fashion police.
Eh, masyado na kasing madaming chismis din ngayon with the younger generations. Kailangan nilang mag-prioritize.
Hindi ba big enough star si Piolo? Wala na bang pakialam ang mga tao sa chismis?
Hindi naman, pero hello, ilang breakups nangyari noong 2023.
Hindi na ba siya lumalabas ng bahay?
Hindi lang breakup, but usually may other party involved. Oh, yun pa lang. Ano ba yan?
Ayan, magpakatotoo ka kasi. Nabasa ko somewhere, 17 years old pa lang pala si Tony Gonzaga when she did that commercial.
Mm.
Hindi nga daw dapat siya talaga eh, yung,
sino?
Ano, yung lead.
Sino dapat?
Hindi ko alam, pero parang background schoolgirl lang ata siya supposedly.
Oh, then bakit naging siya?
Eh, baka hindi magaling yun. Hindi ko alam yun.
Or nagkasakit.
Etong Malyari. Kung hindi nyo pa napapanood, tungkol siya kay Juan Severino Malyari, na according to Wikipedia,
nakalagay rin sa Wikipedia.
Thank you, Congressman. Was the first documented serial killer from the Philippines. Catholic priest kasi siya nung Spanish era. 57 daw in total yung mga pinatay niya. There's a nice and quick explainer in Esquire magazine from 2021 by Teresa Marasigan.
Bakit siya na-bring up nung 2021?
Aba, hindi ko alam. Ang title, Victim or Villain? The Untold Story of Father Malyari, the priest who became the first Filipino serial killer. Dito sa movie, yung mga victims ni Piolo, spoiler alert, namatay silang lahat. That's the definition of a serial killer, if you didn't know. Sabi sa pep.ph article na, how Warner Brothers discovers Piolo Pascual's Malyari. According to Mentorque, the movie cost 80 million pesos to make.
Ano yung range, usually?
80 million pesos to 100 million pesos, mga ano na yan eh. General Luna level.
Mm.
Or something like that. Maniwala ka naman sa akin. Di ko alam.
Every time kasi magsabi ka ng number, magbigay ka ng scale. Para mas ma-appreciate ng mga tao, including me. I mean, I know we had this discussion na before with the directors, pero nakakalimutan ko na kasi.
Eh, kasalanan
diba,
mo na yun.
Tinanong na natin yun, parang ano yung usual budget, pag sinabing ganito, how much does it usually cost? Sayang naman yun kung hindi mo i-surface ulit for reference.
Kung pwede, I don't know, depende. Kung hindi ko kaya sagutin pa.
Hindi ko alam sagot. Ito naman eh. O ano, kung mamamatay tao si Piolo, tatakbo ka ba palayo o papunta sa kanya? Ano, sige, go.
I understand kasi na horror film supposedly yung Malyari. But since nakapikit ako every time it gets supposedly scary, I can't judge if effective ba siya on the horror bit. I also feel like I didn't miss anything din naman by not watching those parts. Feeling ko kasi they were just for scary effect but not really material to the story. Unlike yung sa deleter, diba? Na parang one-third ata hindi ko napanood. So I had to ask you what happened kasi nga parang integral siya dun sa events. Sa simula ng film though, they did have that kind of effect na kahit broad daylight, it can still be very scary. So was it scary?
Tama ka naman, for scary effect lang. Most of the scary scenes.
So for me, if you remove those bits that I'm too cowardly to watch, I feel like it could still stand on its own with the concept and story more as its identity rather than a horror film. Tama ba? Parang ano kasi siya, Philippine horror, mythology, something film, no? Or thriller, horror thriller, something like that. Kaya in line with that, I found it too long and could have been made tighter without compromising its quality pa rin naman. Merong parang Harry Potter effect dun, diba? Na instead of floating candles, you have something else. Na actually, again, okay lang naman kahit wala yun. You already have a lot going on kasi with the true story reference that you've mentioned about this Filipino serial killer, there's time travel concept, and then folklore elements.
Yung time travel ba nasa trailer na yun? Or
hindi ko alam, pero parang feeling ko dami na nakanood, so okay lang yun. Tapos speaking of folklore elements and the internet's branding of this film with Asisio, the first time I saw of this concept was in Nocebo. So it's nice naman to see it ulit here. Hindi ko kasi talaga alam yun eh. Mm. Yung ibon or whatever na may kinalaman sa mga aswang. Alam mo na ba yung dati pa?
Hindi ko alam yung specifics.
Pero alam mo talagang may ganun.
Kwento-kwento naman yun talaga eh.
Ayun nga, hindi yun umabot sa province namin, I guess. Baka it's a Luzon thing.
Wala daw asumang na umabot sa Masbate kasi.
San Island kasi kayo. May mga Capri daw doon. Mga native siguro yun.
Ay, siguro, mga hindi marunong lumangoy kaya di sila makalipat.
Or lumipad. Pati yung mga elements involving wings and stuff, isa rin yun sa mga pwedeng i-trim down. Yung storytelling style naman is what I liked. Alam mo na kasi for each unraveling they do, may mga gaps pa rin and okay naman yung parang pag-tease nila na alam mong in a while, i-reveal din nila kung bakit or kung ano pa yung sagot doon. So I liked how they built the anticipation for the audience and it worked well naman with the time travel concept thing. It's nice to see Janela Salvador again, and JC Santos was great here, as what everybody says. They also had elements of wokeness here through the character ni Father, na sabi mo nga, he's there for comedic effect din. I always like comedic touches naman na, though sometimes hindi ko alam if he should be taken seriously or ano ba siya, kakampi ba siya, or masama rin siya?
Well, that goes for the entire tone of the movie.
Okay. Okay din naman how the story came full circle, closing the loop with what they showed dun sa simula na parang puzzle pieces. I just thought though na mas malalim pa sana yung parang twist about it. But I think somehow Janela wrapped it up well kung anong nangyari sa character niya. Okay rin pala tong prequel for Jane De Leon and Janela Salvador's Darna.
Yung time travel na concept, explain ko lang ha. Alam ko sinabi mo na hindi ka nanonood ng bayani, pero siguro nakanood ka naman ng bayani kahit isang episode lang ha.
Pumapasok sila sa book?
Hindi sila pumapasok sa book. Sumasakay sila doon sa isang parang bubble, tapos lumulutang sila.
Napapanood nila through the bubble.
Hindi.
Or hindi nagiging character talaga kaya sila, di ba? Okay. Parang Maria Clara at Ibarra. Anong something new
doon? Pero ganun sila umalis na okay. Sasakay sila sa bubble. Ganun yung ginagawa ni Fiol. Joke lang. Alam mo yung isang actor doon sa bayani, yung babae, schoolmate ko yun no elementary.
Wow, meron ko palang celebrity schoolmate.
Malay ko kalun na nangyari sa
akin. No, I mean, alam nyo na nasa bayani siya while nasa school kayo.
I would think so kasi mga bata nanonood ng bayani dati.
Nagpapa-autograph kayo sa
hindi,
kanya?
Hindi.
Bakit naman hindi?
Normal lang.
Wow.
Tsaka hindi ko siya ka-batch, matanda siya.
Sorry. Ako, na-imagine ko kasi parang classmate
hindi,
mo talaga siya.
Schoolmate ko lang, bata pa ako nun.
Di parang yung kapatid ko lang, schoolmate si Kisses de Lavi.
Nagpapa-autograph din siya.
Hindi naman ata.
Hindi yata niya binoto si Kisses.
Hindi naman ata siya nag-vote sa PBB to
begin
with. Tapos
ngayon, dinasal na yun ngayon, di alam mo.
Diba? Di ba nasa GMA siya?
Ako, di ko alam.
At saka, di ba she joined Miss Universe?
Ah, talaga?
Oo.
Miss Universe ba yun or some other pageant?
Binibining Pilipinas na pang Miss Universe. Di ba ganun? Pag binibining Pilipinas?
Hindi.
Hindi ba?
Nag-split na yun.
Basta, nag-join siya sa national pageant.
We're talking about stuff na wala tayong alam eh.
Nag-join siya sa national pageant.
Okay. Sige. Just assume that that's true. Listeners, correct nyo na nga lang kami kasi wala kaming alam talaga eh. Babalik na ako kay Piolo Pascual. Alam mong wala nang mas leading man pa sa kanya. Kasi tatlong babae yung naka-lips to lips niya sa movie na to eh.
Huwag mo nang i-spoil kung sino ah.
Akala ko nga pati si Vanjie Labalan makakalikas. I'm a bit disappointed na hindi siya nangyari pero considering na fourth week na tayo na noon, nakakatuwa na meron pa ring mga tao. Kala ko nga tayo lang manonood sa sinihan ni.
Maaga lang tayo masyado. Like 25 minutes early.
I was kind of hoping for that to be the case. Na
well,
tayo
yeah, kasi
manonood.
Ang iingay ng mga kasama natin.
Solo sana natin eh. Kunyari nagpa-block screening tayo, kaso hindi eh. Tapos kung mainis ka nga dun sa mga tumitili, aba, nagsalita. Nagsalita.
Hindi ako naiinis sa tumitili. Naiinis ako sa mga nag-uusap ng malakas. And naiinis ako sa kanila after the movie kasi tumitili pa rin sila kahit wala nang nangyayari. Or before the movie, was it? Basta.
Yeah, wala. Nag-enjoy lang naman sila. And to be fair to you, ah, you didn't scream at all.
Kasi I had my eyes closed. Kailan lang ba ako tumili? That was like Iron Man 3 kasi nga hindi ako nakapikit. Nagulat ako.
Pero watching with other people in the cinema, dun mo marirealize that this is the type of horror na targeted for Dabarkadzi.
Is it?
For instance nga, ang kwela ni Rafi Tejada as Father Mac eh. Sinasabi mo nga kanina, benta sa akin yung scenes siya.
Yeah, kaya nga, ako rin naman. Pero dun sa dulo kasi parang, ano, hindi ko tuloy alam kung kaninong side siya with all the things he know.
That's a character that is meant to serve the masses.
Yeah.
And it's a movie meant to scare the masses. And once you understand that, then you already have the answer when you ask why there are jump scares in unexpected and sometimes unnecessary places. Kasi nananakot lang sila.
Yeah, ang point ko lang naman, this movie would still stand on its own without it. Unlike, for example, yung mga Marita.
I know.
Talagang kailangan yun.
I know. Pero parang
and
sort
that's
of,
not against the movie.
Parang
I'm
sort
just
of fan service.
I'm just saying na buti na lang ganun siya kasi nga hindi ko pinapanood yun and yet
kailangan,
it didn't harm my experience.
Lang kasi meron kang sustained na alam mo yun, scares. Kasi fan service, you need to keep the fans engaged.
Hindi pa ba personally, enough si Piolo?
Personally, gets ko naman yung mga ghosts. I think may purpose naman kasi talaga sila. Kasi nga, di ba, they're the ghosts of the Malyari family's past.
No, that's
or
fine.
So I think.
Yung hindi ko, napanood ko naman yung mga ghosts, pero yung mga individual scare effect.
Well, at least that's how I justified it to myself. Ha? Kasi they're trying to tell him na ganito, whatever, kung ano man.
Yeah.
Ay, parang ganun. The movie started out really strong. I felt that it kind of plateaued somewhere in the second half though. Meron lang konting impatience on my part during the time na napakita na sa'yo kung ano talagang nangyayari but you're still waiting for the characters to realize it. Mm. Alam mo yun? I also got the sense that the movie is trying to be too many things all at once. As you mentioned nga kanina, di ba? It's a period film, na slasher, na folk horror, na time-bending mystery. But as a counterpoint to my own statement and yours, maybe that's really how they envisioned the movie. And that's how they sold it to Warner Brothers.
So maiksi na pala yun sa lagay na yun.
Ah, siguro.
Parang ganun. I mean, I remember kasi talaga while we were watching, I said, ang haba naman ito.
Ako lang, I'd be more than willing to get behind a movie with overflowing ambition than a movie that's just following a template.
Well, yeah.
Yung tanong ko nga lang, I know it has the bones of something great, but did they stretch themselves too thin? To the point of forgetting to flesh out some crucial details that they may have brought up but completely went over my head? Or baka naman, hindi ko lang talaga naintindihan.
Like what? Can you say it without spoiling it?
I don't think I can.
Okay, pero, sabihin mo lang sa'yo mamaya.
Pero alam mo yung ano, problem-solving technique na five whys?
Uh-huh.
Diba? Pag, pag may problema ka, uh-huh, you want to get to the root cause, you ask why five times.
Feeling ko pinag-usapan na natin yan sa car. Bakit nga ba ganito? Okay, I get what you mean. Bakit nga ulit?
Bakit si nila Piolo kailangan ganito? Bakit nga daw ba ano? Sinabi ba? Alam mo yun. Pero alam mo, kasalanan din natin to eh. Kasi that's on us for thinking about it too much.
Yeah, I think parati naman may kailangan kang i-let go when you watch movies.
Pero kailangan at least makadalawang Y ka naman, di ba?
Hindi ko naman umabot doon. Nasagot mo rin naman, sabi mo. Ikaw mismo sumasagot sa mga why ko.
Yung iba kasi assumption ko lang.
Eh,
alam mo yun?
They leave it to the audience to think about.
Interpretation ko na lang yun.
Ganun nga yung point
okay,
niya.
Okay.
Hindi niya kala i-spell out lahat for you.
What's evident is that it's a big budget movie. No question about it. It looked like it for the most part. Especially yung 1800s na set pieces nila.
Mm.
The visual effects, people will be sure to nitpick, especially the scenes where it's glaringly
yung may
rough.
Wings?
Let's just say rough. I do recognize though that these sort of problems, yan yung tipo ng problema na pwede mong tapunan ng pere. If they only had more special effects, money, and time siguro to burn, alam mo namang mas gaganda pa yan eh. Mas ininitpick ko pa yung machete slashes na hindi tumatama or yung mapapansin mong iniiwasang ipakita talaga sa camera.
Oh, so hindi ko yun nakita dahil lang nakapikit ako. Hindi talaga pinapakita?
Basta, mayroong mga off-screen na, alam mo yun, I was expecting more gore.
Okay.
More explicit gore.
Tama na daw, ang dami na masyado. Dadagdagan mo pa ng gore yung theme
pero,
ng movie.
Ano man, naalala ko yung isang sinabi ni Direk Prime Cruz when we interviewed him about Manananggal sa Unit 23B.
Yung kung bakit hindi pinakita yung...
I'm not sure if I'm remembering it correctly, ah, pero meron kasi daw silang CG na Manananggal scene talaga.
Oo, diba? Tama? Kasi diba we ask na parang, kasi diba naghiwalay ngayong Manananggal. Tapos, supposedly, we were expecting na ipapakita yung scene nung lower half body. Tapos tinanong
yung
natin.
Upper half body or whatever.
Yung upper half body, nakikita naman
no,
yun.
Basta meron silang scene daw na CG, supposedly na ganun. But they ended up cutting it because... It didn't look good.
Pero dinala na lang daw nila sa face. Sabi ko, nadala naman po sa facial expression ng actor.
Hindi kaya nga.
Kung anong nakita niya.
Iniisip ko lang dito sa Malyari, kung wala bang more practical and less CG way to show something monstrous.
Mm.
I'm just saying, ang ganda nung mask nung isang character eh. Nakita mo yun? Naalala mo yun?
Okay.
Yung mask niya. It looked totally hideous. And I don't think that was CG.
Mm.
So, di ba? Kaya eh. I just hope na sana kumita naman ng Malyari.
Di ba?
Kasi pag tinignan mo yung percentage ng kita ng MMF,
parang
mostly
lahat?
Na kay Rewind. Tapos 9 pa yung maghahati dun sa remaining, di ba?
Okay.
Kaya, hindi ko alam. Maybe Warner Brothers is planning to release it to some other platforms?
I think it's going to Hollywood nga. Di ba yung...
Lahat naman eh.
Ah, lahat ba?
Lahat.
Ah, okay.
So, maybe HBO Max or HBO Go. But for all my complaints, sa tatlong napanood natin na MMFF so far, Malyari is my favorite.
So, dito ka na hindi nega. Nega ka sa Firefly. Ay, hindi ka ata masyadong nega sa Gumburza. Baka tama lang.
Just for the sheer enjoyment of it, ito yung pinakamasayang panoorin para sa akin.
I guess in terms of story naman nga, yung concept, tingin ko naman ito talaga yung highlight niya. Not the horror part.
Oo, yun lang. Siya yung pinakamasayang panoorin for me. So, break muna tayo dyan.
Echo after the break. Do you like trivia and fascinating short stories? Di ba ikaw mahilig ka sa short form podcasts?
Yeah, and for our listeners who are interested in that too, you may want to check out the Banyo podcast Reflushed, hosted by Carl Aquino.
And learn about things like the world's unluckiest man. Ay, unluckiest ba siya kasi parati siyang nag-near-death experience or luckiest kasi he doesn't die?
Tingin ko both.
And then there's also the War of the Bucket or the weirdest things that fell from the sky.
Kung mahilig kayo makinig ng podcast habang nasa banyo, this podcast is for you. Ako lang gumawa ng slogan eh.
So check out the Banyo Podcast Reflushed on all major podcast platforms.
The Banyo Podcast Reflushed is a proud member of the Pipe Network. Meron tayong bagong segment ngayon. At this time, I would like to give a special shout out to the people na nag-like ng New Year's raffle announcement natin na ayaw na magsumali.
Oh my gosh, you're still not number over one. This.
Joke lang. Masyadong mahaba alistahan. We don't have time for that. Magbasa na lang muna tayo ng messages. Sa totoo lang, this is one of my favorite things to do sa podcast na to because it makes us feel like we exist. Sabi ni Richard, super relate sa Yu Yu Hakusho comments ni Mike. Ano nga ba sinabi ko about Yu Yu Hakusho?
Hindi maganda.
Sinabi ko lang na pangit.
Hindi naman. Sorry, I didn't mean that you said hindi maganda. Pero yung comments mo are more of on the hindi ka ganun ka na-impress side.
Minsan, na-imagine ko yung listeners natin, iniisip nila. Dami nyo pang sinasabi, sabihin nyo na lang na pangit.
Tinanong din ako ni Dennis kung maganda ba. Sabi ni Carlo, hindi.
Sabi pa ni Richard, as a kid na lumaki manood ng bayani, I want more of these well-executed historical films. I think he's talking about Gomburza.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw kasi hindi ka nanonood ng bayani.
Pero natuwa naman ako sa Gomburza in it being a historical film.
So we agree naman, di ba?
Yeah.
Na kailangan natin ng more of those kinds
diba,
of things.
Sabi mo nga, Gomburzal 2 pala dapat.
Nakakatuwang makita how the buzz from a good movie can spark people's interest.
Mm.
Not just in historical films, ha, but films in general. So, thanks Richard. Ito, sabi naman ni Mark of Maganda Ba Movie about No Hard Feelings. Sayang talaga cut yung nirelease dito sa PH pertaining to Jennifer Lawrence's comedic nude scene, which I thought was an important part of who Jennifer Lawrence's character was and what No Hard Feelings is as a film. So yeah, sayang. Silipin nyo na lang sa Netflix. Sabi kasi natin sa episode natin last week, di ba? Sa Singapore Airlines, cut si Jennifer Lawrence. Sa Cathay Pacific, hindi.
Uh-oh.
O, di ba? So, mag-Cathay na. And I just want to note that we really liked No Hard Feelings, not just for its R-rated moments, well, also for its R-rated moments. Eto, sabi naman ni Jade of MJ's Bubble Podcast, regarding Video City, last episode natin, may rewinder daw. Ikaw lang ata hindi nakakaalam ng rewinder sa generation natin eh.
Akala ko kasi pang Betamax lang yun.
Nanonood din daw si Jade ng The Brother's Son. Tapos na din daw siya sa Gyeongsong Creature. Gigil daw siya sa mga atrocities ng mga Hapon. Si Park Seo-joon naman, pinaiyak daw siya dun sa isang scene niya with a Japanese villain. Ito, hinanap ko yung dialogue para sa'yo.
Mm.
Napanood ko na kasi yung Gyeongsong
Creature.
Ayak
ka ba?
Hindi naman, pero I agree with her na maganda nga yung scene na to. Sabi ni Park Seo-joon, "You persecute all of us. You force us to betray one another in hopes to break our spirit and erase who we are. You torture and burn my people. You rip out their fingernails and electrocute them until they cannot take the dehumanization or pain any longer.
How specific?
That they're forced to betray the ones that they love. And you wanna stand there and tell me that it's their fault?" Tapos sabi ni Mahaw, "Sandali!" Tapos sabi ni Mahaw, "And I'm back!" Hindi. Pero tinanong ko nga si JD kung lumabas ba si Maha.
What do you mean? Nakala ko napanood mo.
Hindi, sabi ko nga kasi wala naman kasi siya.
Okay, I believed you. Why do you still have to ask around for that?
Eh baka lang kasi nag-cameo siya for 2 seconds talaga. Na hindi ko lang napansin.
Okay.
Pero apparently, na-fake news nga daw yung mga tao dahil dun sa promo.
Kung alam mo naman kasi yung promo siya, then hindi ka naman ma-fake news. Nung pinakita mo kasi sa akin, I thought trailer siya.
Yun nga yung dating sa mga tao. Yun nga, kaya nga na mislead sila.
So, nanood sila kasi inaabangan nila si Maha, eh, di nag-work.
Exactly. Oh, pero diba, ang dramatic. Thanks, Jade. Mas expert yan si Jade sa K-dramas kaysa sa atin.
Okay so, na sana eh, kaso may specific details on take-out fingernails and electric.
Eh, totoo naman eh.
Eh, ay, naging less poet tuloy.
That's it for Kapos Catch-Up Corner. Pag-usapan na natin yung echo. Hindi ano ah, hindi echo as in Piolo Pascual echo Dieter. Ibang echo. Hindi to reunion ng The Hunks ah.
Or reunion niya with Heart Evangelista. Parang recent ata meron.
Saan nga ba daw yun?
Hindi ko alam. Nakita ko lang sa nila. Twitter. Mag nagsuscroll ako may picture. Hindi naman ako nagbabas eh.
So Echo, the latest Marvel Spotlight series on Disney Plus, written by Marion Dyer and Amy Rardin, primarily directed by Sydney Freeland, Alacqua Cox returns as Maya Lopez, also known as Echo, from her appearance in the 2021 series Hawkeye. It's the first TVMA production of Marvel Studios. All episodes of Echo were made available last January 9, all at once, unlike other previous MCU series that were released weekly. And right about the time of Echo's release, the Netflix Marvel shows were inserted into the MCU timeline on Disney Plus. That means Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and unfortunately, Iron Fist are now officially canon. Back to Echo. In the comics, Maya Lopez first appeared in 1999, created by writer David Mack and artist Joe Quesada. Her story is similar to what we saw in the MCU, being a deaf character, being of Native American descent, being the adoptive daughter of Kingpin. There are differences in the events of her life in the comics from the MCU series, but the idea is the same. Although sa comics, she is primarily a supporting character for Daredevil. Love interest pa nga eh.
Si Daredevil ba Echo din yun eh?
Ay, parang gano'n na nga. She isn't an amputee sa comics, pero si Alacqua Cox kasi amputee siya, so they just adopted that for the character.
I think it was just too quick to judge. Hindi naman natin nagsasabay si Daredevil, so hindi pala babaero yung writer. Ano lang siya, ladies man.
Etong si Echo, she does not possess supernatural powers sa comics, at least in the beginning.
Well, that was what I was gonna ask. Wait, what do you mean at least in the beginning? Eventually
may,
she did?
May later storyline na nagkaroon siya ng Phoenix powers eh.
Phoenix? Phoenix. As in Jean Grey?
Jean Grey Phoenix, oo.
Ano basta, long story. So mutation.
Ang abilities lang niya nung una is the ability to copy other people's movements. Photographic reflexes. Ganun. Kaya siya magaling sa martial arts and stuff and piano and whatever.
Hinahilight ba yan sa ano? Sa
hindi nga siya ganun hindi, diba? Sa MCU. Hindi siya ganun sa MCU.
Magkano ano pala sila ni Daredevil actor? Ngayon ko lang na-realize na magka-apelido sila.
Native American siya. British si Charlie Cox eh.
Surname eh. I mean, that question should have come up at some point.
Ang gusto kong i-note, Echo had a significant role in Secret Invasion in the comics. That's where I first encountered the character in my comic book reading journey. And at that time, Maya was actually using the Ronin identity as part of one of the Avengers teams. Si Ronin, kilala mo si Ronin?
The Accuser. Mali?
Hindi.
Sino?
Ronin, hindi Ronan. Oh my gosh.
Okay, kilala ko na si Ronin. Si ano, si Hawkeye.
Oh my gosh.
Si Hawkeye nga, tama? Ano ba? Nagpo-focus ka sa mistakes ko, pero when I get things right, ayaw mong i-acknowledge. Confident pa naman ako magsabi ng accuser.
One of the things they did in the series was to reimagine and flesh out Echo's Native American heritage. And they really leaned on her origins as a member of the Choctaw tribe in Oklahoma and their mythology. So, ang tanong ko sa'yo ngayon, okay ba yun sa'yo? And how did you find Echo as a series?
Well, to be honest, what I was thinking when we were watching the first episode was, why should I care about Echo again? I mean, I don't read comic books like you do, so Hawkeye was my only introduction to her. And okay naman siya doon. Okay lang. Interesting enough, but
as a supporting character.
Oo. Did not expect a spin-off of her. And like, for example, ngayon, Florence Pugh, diba? Alam mo talagang merong siyang next project. Pero si Echo, hindi ko in-expect na, gagawa talaga sila ng show for her. Same sentiment for Agatha na rin siguro. Kasi, di ba, parang isa rin yun sa supposedly may spin-off, but I don't know if that's coming up soon or what.
Part siya nung batch of series and shows na parang ginawa nung quantity over quality era
kaya nga.
Sa Marvel.
But I guess what Marvel is good at is creating characters, then combine them into a family or community that make you care about them and ultimately about the main character. Like at some point, diba, sa series na to, you'll have a selection of characters to choose a favorite from. And alam mo rin naman that they were designed that way. Like, for me, is it Scully or Biscuits or Uncle Henry? Sino sa'yo?
Si Biscuits.
Si Biscuits.
Oo.
Ako hindi ko sure, baka si Scully.
Komedyante dun.
Si Scully din naman.
Well, oo. Now that you've said it.
Pero Uncle Henry is cool din kasi. So.
Fine, Scully na lang sa akin.
Mga agaw. I didn't know that this was about a different environment altogether. Kasi yung setting niya is nasa Tamaha, di ba? Tamaha nga ba? Tahama.
I don't know, hindi ko alam, as you've mentioned, hindi ko rin alam that it would be about her heritage.
And I guess for those reasons, okay naman that we have a new story about it. I think yun naman yung intent ng yun nga Marvel Spotlight na character-driven stories na pwedeng stand alone, meaning you don't have to know that this phase is about the multiverse to be able to understand and appreciate it. Parang meron ka lang additional bedtime story or what. And speaking of family, I just hope they gave us more about their falling out. Kailan ba talaga sila last nag-usap? Like, talaga ba? Nung bata pa sila, yun na yung last? I mean, meron naman kasing slow unraveling of how there became an Uncle Henry there. Pero, last ba talagang nag-usap yung mga women nung kids pa sila? And yun lang ba talaga yung reason kung bakit sila naghiwa-hiwalay or what? Another thing then is, I know the concept of superhero is fantasy naman talaga and make-believe to begin with. But somehow, meron naman kasing nagiging acceptable explanations when you get into this world. Like, there's the super soldier serum, there's celestial powers and gods like sila Thor, there's super high-tech ni Iron Man, Spider-Bite, toxic chemicals kay Daredevil, di ba? Yun ba yun? But we also have Natasha or si Black Widow, Hawkeye, both Clint and Kate Bishop, na pure human skills lang talaga. And I thought Echo falls under this latter group. Sabi mo nga kanina, di ba? Parang wala talaga siyang powers. But when they toyed around this kind of capability nga that supposedly is from her ancestors. Akala ko nung una, parang metaphorical lang. Like, myth nga about her heritage and magic in the stories that are just told to her, but they are just stories. So, there's this particular scene na parang weird tuloy or baka need ko lang mag-calibrate to include ancestral powers. But, saan ba yung galing ultimately? Like, are they aliens?
Siguro!
So, overall, okay naman yung Echo. And if it's intended to be like a filler between MCU-centric shows or material, I don't mind having some of these given na short lang naman siya, like 5 episodes.
First of all, a deaf lead in her own show played by a deaf actor. Hats off to Marvel. Hats off
siya,
to
diba?
Alacua Cox din for bringing it.
And diba marami tayong favorite supporting characters? And actually, kaya naman siya naging effective kasi yung scenes are when there's Alacua Cox in it.
Well, yeah. Tapos sabi nga nung comic relief slash sidekick na si Biscuits, di ba, kay Maya upon seeing her for the first time in so many years, sabi niya, di ba, you look the same even after 20 years. Ang galing din kasi nung pagkakakast nila dun sa batang
sa bata,
Maya,
yeah.
Di ba? Played by Darnell Bisaw. Bisaw? I don't know. Personally, I think Echo does not really need overtly blatant supernatural powers to stamp on her own as a character. But I kind of understand the rationale behind it, especially with how they crafted this series around her Choctaw roots. And it's not like magic isn't a cheap and widespread commodity in the MCU nowadays. I say that not only because Echo wasn't like that in the comics, but also because in Daredevil in Kingpin's corner of the MCU, punches and kicks and hallway fights rule the world. And the first few episodes of Echo was right there.
Yeah, kaya nga parang, kailangan ba talaga yun?
I pointed powers. Out to you how she was using her prosthetic leg. I love that.
Alangan. Ayun na nga eh. Ba't di mo gagamitin?
Exactly. Ang galing nga nun for me eh. When we got to the magic spirals and exorcisms, I kind of raised my eyebrows at that. I don't like that aspect of the story. I would have preferred if they went on a more, sabi mo nga, metaphorical direction when it comes to Maya's power within.
Parang ginamit lang nila yun as shortcut. Eh. Mabilis nang matalo yung mga tao.
But I did like how she became Echo here. More than just Echo, kasi sound and she's deaf. And she can echo other people's physical movements, supposedly sa comics. Yun lang naman yung gusto kong sabihin. Vincent D'Onofrio's Wilson Fisk is as imposing as ever. I'm sure we'll be talking about Vincent D'Onofrio again later. I like what they've been doing with Kingpin so far. They're building towards Daredevil Born Again without limiting his appearances to quick cameos. I just hope Echo wasn't just a stepping stone for that.
I think it is.
Feeling ko lalabas pa naman siya ulit eh.
Oh, you mean si Echo?
Oo. And what Kingpin went through.
Yeah,
dito,
eh, sabi,
alam mo yun?
Feeling ko kasi para lang siyang filler na kahit di mo rin mapanood yung Echo, okay lang for you to understand Daredevil
definitely,
Born
definitely.
Again.
Pero at least hindi lang nagpakita si Kingpin for the sake na i-remind tayo na nag-i-exist siya. Diba? I am glad that the MCU is shining the spotlight on its street-level characters once again. What do they have to do with the multiverse? Malay ko. I am just really hoping that Daredevil Born Again turns out well. After all the firing of the entire writer's room and stuff.
Ba't di ka nag-nitpick sa double tap? Kasi kung nag-double tap si Maya, wala tong entire series na to.
Eh, siguro, parating na yung mga police. Then again, di naman niya naririnig yung mga sirens. But before we take one last commercial break, pag-usapan muna natin tong movie na to kasi I think it's an interesting topic. Lift, action comedy heist movie ng Netflix, number one in the Philippines upon its release, directed by F. Gary Gray, who previously directed the likes of The Italian Job and Fate of the Furious, and also Straight Outta Compton, favorite movie ng brothers mo. Lift, starring Kevin Hart and Gugu Mbatha-Raw, ang premise niya, Kevin Hart's crew of art thieves is recruited to steal from a bad guy in order to prevent him from initiating worldwide catastrophes. May article sa CNN by Brian Lowry titled, Kevin Hart's Lift Shows How the Netflix Algorithm Has Revived the B-Movie. Sabi dun, Lift daw is a prime example of the Netflix algorithm at work. Using data to determine what subscribers like, then feeding that demand with the content almost secondary to the boxes these projects check. It's a very cynical point of view looking at this movie. But basically, ang sinasabi niya, Netflix is content, pun intended, generating content that they know people will watch, whether it's good or not. People like Kevin Hart. Okay, check. People like comedy. Check. People like heists. Check. Ano ba yung isang hit na heist? Money heist. Check. Oh, hindi mo nagustuhan yung Lift? Try these other Kevin Hart stuff. Oh, di ba? Oh, ano, how was it?
Well, I'm surprised. Number one, pag-uusapan pala natin yung Lift. And number two, you said it's going to be an interesting topic. I did expect Lift to have much airtime in this episode, but here we are.
No, sabi ko lang na interesting siya pag-usapan dahil nga hindi siya masyadong maganda. But why is Netflix still doing these kinds of movies?
Parang in the line of Red Notice.
Exactly. Yun lang nga eh. Diba?
Pero ang interesting takeaway ko lang naman dito is dito ko lang nalaman na yung build ng actor, what's his name? Hindi ko kasi ma-pronounce yung apelido niya eh. Playing Wilson Fisk.
D'Onofrio.
Hindi pala talaga yun yung build niya. The Wilson Fisk build. I mean, I get it kung paano mo palakin yung body, but how do they make his face look big?
Makeup.
Ha? Huh? Paano makeup?
Kaya yun ng mga...
Kasi yung payat pala ng face
kaya
niya.
Kaya yun ng mga professional.
Okay. So anyway, madami kasing cheats yung movie na to eh. Diba what we like about heists in general is the wit part, outsmarting your victims and authorities. But dito parang hindi masyadong ganun. Like kung paano nila sinasolve yung problems were through some mumbo-jumbo stuff na, oh, use this something-something Stuart platform. And then, PIS. And then, they have this R&D plane. Okay. May part nga sila na nag-effort silang mag-disguise to carry some tanks. But then, sa next phase of the plan, dinala lang yung tank ng isang character out in the open na parang di naman yun dapat normal. Then, heists usually have a plan behind a plan, diba? And this is where it's supposed to be or designed to be mind-blowing kapag nire-reveal na siya. But here, it was a bit underwhelming. Parang yun dapat yung straightforward na ginawa nila. Tapos yun pala yung plan behind the plan that, you know, makes it successful. It doesn't help pa that whenever they have to change gears and improvise, they really have to spell it out that we are improvising. So medyo natitake away palalo yung amazement effect. But if you remove all those technicalities and maybe not think about it as a heist movie, okay naman siyang background watch. Funny naman kasi sometimes yung mga characters. Maybe for the comedy. Yun na yun.
I got pulled in because of the cast. Gugu Mbatha-Raw from Loki. Okay, interesting. Tapos nakita ko rin that Jacob Batalon was here. Mm-hmm. It's about time Ursula Corbero gets cast in some Hollywood projects. Of course, she ends up in another Netflix project.
Sabi mo, money heist check. O, ayan.
Ang tanong ko lang, Vincent D'Onofrio, anong ginagawa mo dito?
To reveal his actual look. Maybe that.
Alam mo, I love a good heist. Unfortunately, this isn't a good heist. You already said that in so many words. Masyado silang maraming daya, lalo na yung technological aspects of it. It's like, basta, gagana yan, kailangan natin yan para gumana. So okay, hindi masyadong amazing yung part na yun ng movie. But I'd be lying if I said na hindi ako natawa.
Yun nga, nakakatawa naman siya.
Overall, it's a clumsy heist movie that wasn't totally unfunny. Putulin muna natin ulit dito.
Wish You Were the One after one last commercial break. If you're looking for interesting stories and conversations that can inspire and motivate you,
try nyo rin makinig sa The Rajiv Show, hosted by Rajiv Doraiswamy. Probably butchered his surname, but what are you gonna do? Basta marami siyang kwento about India, Philippines, music, and art. May mga interview din si Raj na may matutulong sa buhay nyo, hindi katulad ng podcast namin.
Ano ba? Dinegrade mo na naman tayo.
Quote-unquote, real talk lang.
So check out The Rajiv Show on all major podcast platforms with new interesting episodes every Wednesdays.
The Rajiv Show is a proud member of the Pipe Network. Congratulate nga pala natin yung mga Coldplay fans na nakanood ng concert nila sa Philippine Arena. Number one, Coldplay actually went here. Number two, may bago ng pambenta sa Pilipinas ang Department of Tourism.
Oh.
The traffic, holy shit!
Thank you, Chris Martin.
The traffic, holy shit!
San kaya sila nag-hotel?
Paano man nag-chopper din sila pumunta sa Philippine Arena?
Tulad nung isa nilang special guest.
Pero hindi, na-witness daw nila yung traffic eh.
The traffic, holy shit!
Sinimulan natin ang episode with a Derek Cabrido movie. Tapusin natin to with another Derek Cabrido movie. Wish You Were the One, starring JC Santos and Bella Padilla in their 34th movie together.
Is it?
That's an exaggeration, but okay. It does feel like it. Sila ang love team na hindi love team.
Ang tawag nga nila, diba? Heartfelt team?
What?
Oo, nakikita ko that's how
what?
They...
Sino nag-imbeto
lang? Sa mga promotion for this movie.
Talaga?
Oo.
Ano?
Heartfelt? As in, masakit. Eh kasi diba, masakit naman yung mga karamihan nilang movies. Mapanakit pala. What's
Hurt
the term?
Heartfelt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Napanood ba natin lahat ng movies nila?
Maka almost all.
100 tula. Oh. Pinanood natin yun,
yeah.
Diba?
Meet the me. Day Ay, hindi after pala. Si Valentine's. Carlo Aquino pala yung St. Gallen.
Day iba yun. Day after Valentine's.
Napanood din
ito
natin.
Ito ba yung may Hawaii?
I think so.
On Vodka, Beers, and Regrets. Napanood yes. natin, diba? Meron pa ba? 366, nandun sila, diba? Directed by Bella Padilla.
Yeah,
nandun din si JJ Santos. Alam mo, ito. Sa Miracle in Cell number 7, nandun din silang dalawa, diba?
Oo. Wala lang si Bella sa Malyari.
Malay mo, nandun din siya. Itong Wish You Were the One. Isa to sa mga gusto sana nating panoorin sa sine when it was released August last year, but hindi natin naabutan. Now it's number one on Netflix. Ang premise, edi may wedding sa Tagaytay. Ayaw papasukin si Astrud, played by Bella, kasi hindi daw siya nag-RSVP ng friend niya.
Yung friend, yung hindi nag-RSVP, na may plus one yung friend.
Oo nga, hindi siya na-RSVP ng friend niya. Ano ba sinabi ko?
Hindi siya nag-RSVP ng friend niya. Yun yung sinabi mo.
Sabi ko, hindi siya na-RSVP ng friend niya. Pero ang higpit naman ng organizer, di ba?
Gusto ko kaya yung line dun. Kasal po ito, hindi po ito jeepney.
Si Ellis naman, played by JC Santos, hindi siya sinipot ng plus one niya, who was supposed to pose as his girlfriend.
Prop girlfriend.
O yun nga. Kaya yun, match made in heaven. Wish you were the one. Ano, was it worth the wait?
As you said, we missed this in the cinemas last August nga. And then we've heard nothing but good stuff about it from our movie-loving friends to the point na nangiinggit na ba sila?
Oh, pero tinry natin siya talagang panoorin. Hindi natin siya napanood, but not for the lack of trying.
As you said din nga, Bella and Jay-Z have been movie partners in multiple movies. And marami nagsasabi din na ito yung best nila so far. And after having seen it finally, I agree.
Yun na sasabi mo.
Hindi okay, mo tapos.
Na tayo. Thanks for listening.
While watching nung first half of the movie, dun lang ata ako naka-experience na natatawa ako on every other line ng dialogue. They were just so witty and smart in a way na organic naman. Alam mo yung wala namang nagpapatawa but nakakatawa lang talaga sila. I also liked how the story got to explore many themes, like there's about ambition, the choices you have to make for a life you think you want, tas kung gaano talaga kalaki effect nung childhood, diba? Yung mga experiences na yun and how they shape you. And yet, seamlessly done naman sila as the movie went on. Of course, nandun yung element nung coincidences, happenstances, or however you call it. And I liked how they recognize it na it could be God or destiny depending kung anong beliefs mo. But what I like about it is ultimately, it's a choice. And gusto ko rin how the characters' actions in the movie were also practical about it. Pati yung pag-acknowledge ni Bella about a manic pixie dream girl personality. Medyo narito lang sa timeline mga events ng movie, but maybe that's just me. And I think yung favorite part ko is how yung wish you were the one feeling, as it says in the title, it got through to me with their flashback and imagination slash wishful thinking device. Ang galing lang kasi na-feel ko yung naramdaman ni JC when he was thinking about it.
Naiyak ka?
Hindi naman, pero parang I felt it all. Ganon.
Okay, I get what you're saying kasi hindi rin naman ako naiyak. Natatawa ako sa mga comment na nakakainis kasi sad ending na naman.
Oh, yeah?
Or kapag open-ended yung movie.
Yeah. Di ba binasa ko sa'yo, tapos may sumasagot talaga, panoorin mo kasi yung post-credit scene. Tapos sabi, bakit? Pinanood ko nga. Nag-usap lang naman sila, open-ended pa rin.
Nakatatawa lang ako kapag yung mga tao, alam mo yun, they're all up in arms kapag hindi sila nasatisfy sa ending.
Yeah.
When we know full well that in real life, it doesn't just end when the credits roll. It ends when the internet starts keeping track of who you unfollow on Instagram. While they hate your ex with a passion I've only seen from the past presidential election. Yun ang ending. Pero I get it naman. Siyempre, happy endings make you feel good. I would argue though that any ending can be satisfying.
And can be a happy ending.
If the story called for it and yeah. If the movie earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike for example, si Popoy tsaka si Basha, they're clearly bad for each other.
Yan ka din naman.
What do you expect will happen when they get married? Wish You Were the One is almost the opposite of that.
Mm.
The snappy and punchy exchanges between JC and Bella gave the movie life. That's probably due to the chemistry they built with each other over the years. Pero syempre props din to former ABS-CBN Films executive Enrico Santos for his screenplay. I thought it was a well-paced story that's able to keep you invested in Astrud and Ellis's past and future. Medyo distracting yung dreamy aesthetic.
Yung kahit wala na sila sa wedding, ganun pa rin yung frame. Yeah, diba nung una we thought it's for the wedding effect?
Oh, but it's not for nothing. You know that it's there to tell you something when it's there. Then they're also trying to tell you something when it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Sinabi naman din ni Enrico Santos in a press conference, I think, na Wish You Were the One tackles the questions, when is love real and when is it an illusion?
Yeah.
At ang conclusion daw niya ay, love is always an illusion at the beginning. Pero when you give it a chance, it becomes a reality. That about sums up the movie for me. Sana nga hindi na niya in-spoil eh. Press conference.
Okay rin naman. Para lalong mag-sync in sa'yo.
I really hope cinemas give these kinds of movies a bit more leeway. Of course, an intimate romance is not going to be the attraction that other types of movies will be. I'm sure the studio marketing teams are also doing their best. And yung word of mouth when this was initially released was also very positive. Pero tayo noon na, when we were looking for schedules after the first weekend pa lang, wala na eh.
Ang dami rin kasi atang ibang movies na kaslate. I know,
pero
sayang, diba?
Pwede ka namang mag-schedule ng, alam mo yun.
Pag weekends lang.
Pwede ka
diba?
Mag-schedule ng alternate sa isang cinema.
Tsaka napansin ko yung ibang MMFF films, wala siya pag weekday, pero pag weekend nandyan.
Yeah.
So pwede namang ganun din.
So, yun lang. I hope they gave it a chance.
Ang tagal nitong lumabas sa Netflix, ha? Tagal hindi nating naman. Nag-antay. Oo, yung iba. Hindi aabot ng 5 months.
Talaga?
5 months to August.
Pero kasunod lang nito yung Video City, magkasunod lang din naman sila lumabas sa cinema.
No, yung iba kasi parang ang bilis, diba, nasa this. Yung The Creator, for example, I think lumabas yun much later, hindi ba?
Galawang Disney Plus.
Yun nga, yung point ko lang parang ang tagal dito sa atin. Sa and mga ganitong types
gusto
of
gusto ko lang i-point out, I love the very last scene. Wala
yun
lang,
yung favorite
galing.
Ko eh.
And to conclude, gusto ko lang i-quote si Zoe, played by Frankie Russell, PBB alumna. She was telling a story about Ellis. Sino ba naman tong bumaya biyahe pa tumula Los Baños tuwing TTH? Para lang magkasama ako.
Gusto ko yung TTH. Naalala ko yung mga schedule ng courses natin ng college, di ba? MWF, TTH.
MWF, TTH. And that's her reason, bitch.
Thanks for listening.
Raffle, hanggang January 26 na lang. Sali naman kayo. Nanin, parang awa. Parang awa nyo na.
Feeling ko yun na yun. Parang mga Spotify ratings natin na, alam mo yung nandun na.
Bye.
Bye.
Tara na, no, na tayong marry my husband.